This time last year, we saw the mass arrival of unaccompanied children from Central America at the borders of the United States, sent by parents without hope for their future. To avoid a repeat of this tragedy, it is time for American leadership and a multifaceted strategy to address the complex and many root causes that drive this problem. Through our years of service at the intersection of diplomatic and military command in Central America, we saw firsthand the conditions that spark social upheaval, misery, fear, and pain. We know these conditions, if untreated, result in disruption across the region, a threat to all nations in the Americas. We also know that men and women of goodwill and determination on both ends of the migration trail can turn this dynamic around by addressing the stubborn economic, social, and legal patterns that undercut development and drove this exodus. The crisis cannot be ignored, not by governments, businesses, militaries, or law enforcement officers, whether in Washington or San Salvador, Los Angeles, or Tegucigalpa. Economies have stagnated. Corruption, injustice, and violence abound. Countries have some of the highest homicide rates in the world. Economic growth has lagged. 50% of the population lives in poverty. Education is not valued and not available to the vast majority of an ever-increasing youth population. Almost 10% of the population in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala has decided to leave. There is little to hold them home. We know that progress is possible. In Plan Colombia, two administrations and Congress committed the United States to combine its security and economic strength to fight the scourge of drug trafficking and political instability in Colombia. Even as the threat of illicit narcotics has adapted and remains a challenge, Colombia has transformed itself from a weak and fragile state to a security and trading partner, providing training and assistance to other countries in the region. We have seen that the security and prosperity of our neighbors in the hemisphere affects us directly, but we have underinvested in the region, which received only 1.3% of all American foreign assistance in 2013. In the past, temporary increases have come in response to natural disasters, such as the 1976 earthquake in Guatemala and Hurricane Mitch that struck Honduras and Nicaragua in 1998. The fact is, we have not sustained our attention.